This weekend is the second Sunday of Easter. It is popularly called Divine Mercy Sunday. Historically, the Divine Mercy Sunday was instituted by Pope St. John Paul II during the Great Jubilee of 2000. On this special day, we are invited to contemplate the fullness of the Paschal mystery, that is, Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. The basis of the Easter mystery actually is the merciful love of God. From the beginning of creation, throughout the scripture, and most perfectly in the life, passion, and death, and resurrection of his son Jesus, God has been revealed as love itself. In his infinite love for us, God desired nothing more than to forgive our sins and offer us his mercy. St. John Paul II said, "The divine mercy is the Easter gift from the risen Christ that is given to his church and humanity." So every time the church celebrates the Divine Mercy Sunday, we are reminded that we actually celebrate the Easter gift of God's unending and merciful love for all his children. This is at the heart of the gospel. We have always lived in a wounded world. In our current age, for instance, we are confronted by the serious concern such poverty, climate change, refugees, asylum seekers, broken family, or loneliness and homelessness. Those issues in some ways are caused by our careless action and behavior. We are all sinners, therefore we need mercy, forgiveness, and healing. Pope Francis has shared with us some simple ways on how to heal our wounds. He said, "There is a simple secret of healing wounds. Do not let the day end without apologizing, without seeking peace between husband and wife, between parents and children, between brother and sister, between daughters and mother-in-law. If we learn to apologize immediately and to give each other mutual forgiveness, the wounds heal, the marriage grows stronger, the family become an increasingly stronger home." In the joy of the gospel, again, he said, "God never tires of forgiving us. We are the one who tires seeking for his mercy." So divine mercy is the very gift of Easter that heals our wounds. We are challenged today to share his mercy with one another, in the parish, in the family, and at our homes. To conclude on this special feast of Divine Mercy Sunday, I will share a message that founder of the Novena of Divine Mercy, St. Faustina, received from Jesus and recorded in her diary. "My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the feast of mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, especially for the poor sinner. On this day, the very depth of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of grace upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy." Through the intercession of St. Faustina, we pray, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. Amen. Thank you.